Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah. Here we go. Enlightened and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime, and you're on the online happy hour. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. Here we go, folks. BlogTalkRadio.com/ How was your weekend? Spell was with a Z. The call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those who have heard this show before and those who are listening for the very first time, greetings. My name is Andy Brown, and I live vicariously through you. Broadcasting live here at the Dallas-Fort Worth area each and every Tuesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. It's because of you, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, the texters, that the show just gets better and better and better each week. And tonight will be no different. We about to lay the funk down. It's about to get real, folks. It's Tuesday, June 26th, 2012. Last week, we had a really good topic for you, the definition of success. The folks chimed in from all over the country and laid the funk down on what success really is. Prior to that, we talked about the silent treatment. If you missed any broadcast for any reason, always be sure to go back and check out the show page at blogtalkradio.com/ How was your weekend? Find the online happy hour and scroll the page to make sure that you're up to date on any of the shows that we've done thus far. This year, 2012, has been outstanding. Check out, folks, here we go as we get online, and you can follow us at howwasyourweekend.com. I suggest you go there right now and check it out. Spell was with a Z. Google it if you need to. For our Facebook listeners, it's How Was Your Weekend page. Those who tweet, follow us at HWY Weekend. You can see me on my website at andybrownspeaks.com. And always, dress to impress, wearing nothing but the best. I'm shining, baby, and I'm bright in my hot wood apparel. Looking good, smelling good, feeling good. Hot as it is outside here in Texas, my goodness, it's hot. I don't know about you, wherever you might be, but man, look, that's why people cuss now, because it's so hot. Speaking of hot, tonight is one of those topics where it's just going to get hot, heavy, sweaty, real. You might have to wipe your brow. You might have to pat your back. You might need a cold drink of water or a ham sandwich if need be, because by the time we get done, baby, I don't know if you'll be ready for round two. Tonight's topic is brought to you in part by One World, which is one vision, one goal to increase you, and also D&S Tire and Detail Shop in Carrollton, Texas. It is the hottest place to get your rims, your tires, your tune-ups, your washing, and your waxing. Contact them boys up there at 214-650-7181 and keep it real. Tonight's topic, folks, yeah, we got to go there. The bumper planet, it's erotic, it's intimate. The visual act of intimacy, if you will, the greatest way to communicate physically ever known to mankind. It's truly when a man loves a woman. You may have seen it in the Kama Sutra, on your private collection of DVDs and 1-2-3s. You may follow it on the internet. But how does it truly affect the relationship you have with your significant other? pornography, if you will. Yeah. Does it help your relationship? Does it hurt your relationship? Where does it stand with you? How does this thing get into our lives? How do we embrace pornography? Is it really as bad as they say it is? What does the media say about it? What do the people say about it? Some would have us to believe that porn is harmless. It's acceptable. It's natural. But in reality, it's much different. We're going to talk about it tonight, folks. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. You better text somebody and get them on the line. It's too hot outside to be doing anything else. So you might as well get your phone, grab you a nice wet towel, get you a cool drink or whatever you need tonight, and chime in, log in, listen and learn, baby. It's about to go down. I mean all the way down. Like melted tires on the freeway. It's going down tonight. Pornography. Does it help your relationship? Does it hurt your relationship? Well, let's look into that first, shall we? Before we get to the phone lines, let me just kind of talk about what pornography is. Because some people just don't know. Webster's Dictionary defines it as that art that depicts erotic behavior and that's intended to cause sexual excitement. Is it harmless? It's sexual. It's just something quick. It's going to be over just a little bit. You want to see what somebody else is doing to arouse yourself, get you going? But is it acceptable with anyone and everyone? You would think if you're involved in a relationship, you're already performing these acts with someone else. So what's the harm in watching, getting pointers, maybe getting some instructions, maybe getting a little bit of understanding of what you want to do, what you cannot do, what you're thinking about doing? It's pornographic. It's erotic. Ooh, some say it's nasty. It's forbidden. It ain't for everybody. Why they got to be doing all that? Well, there was a time back in the day when men and women, you know, they did these type of things. You know, it wasn't necessarily just as closed and shallow and forbidden. See, maybe your parents, some of your cousins, aunties, uncles, maybe even yourself if you listen, depending on, I can't date you, but the Woodstock era, it was free. Just got to know somebody. We can just get out here and make something happen. Me and you, right here in the bushes, right here on the grass. Free love is what they called it. But what makes it erotic? What makes it nasty? You know, it's extreme to the point where the internet has taken over. www.anythingnastyyouwish.com and something pulls up. Sometimes it affects our relationships so bad that you may lose a spouse. They can't understand why you like this so much. Well, baby, ain't I enough for you? Don't I turn you on anymore? Why do you need to look at that? It's a problem. But this is something that you want to partake in. It's the act that's the thrill. It's not the people on the screen. It's the act that's the thrill. So why does somebody else get a little disturbed when things like this happen? Well, this is a very controversial topic. Because it's the act that keeps you together or that shows that you're together. But somehow, for some odd way, divorce attorneys all around the country are finding that half of all divorces are caused by issues related by porn, not just money, not just because y'all tripping, but by porn. What's the problem? That's really when y'all first met each other, it was nonstop, baby, skin popping, sweat splashing, everything is going all over the room. You're screaming, you're hollering, toes curling, muscles getting tight, losing vocal cords, and y'all going at it. Baby, it's true lust and pleasure. But after a while, what happens? Is she no longer in the mood? Is he gaining a little too much weight? Are they not turning you on anymore? That you have to turn to such filth, slaughter, and filth, as they say, to get aroused. No, it's a little bit more in detail, because sometimes the women, and I'm going to go there with it, some women feel that, and this is based on conversations that have been had and studies as well, that women feel as if porn is degrading and demeaning. I can't believe she would do that. Makes them feel as if their partner is no longer interested in them because they're looking at their counterpart, their male counterpart, and saying, this is damaging our relationship. Why is she turning you on? Why is that turning you on? What happened to me over here? I don't understand it. Some of the ladies are going to have to tell us about that. Why do you feel this way? You really think he doesn't like you anymore because he's got porn? Or maybe just that act of what's going on with porn really isn't all that necessary, and you're losing yourself. You're losing your relationship because what you're giving, the attention that you're giving to the pornography, maybe you could be giving to your significant other. Real talk tonight, folks. It's blogtalkradio.com/ How Was Your Weekend? Spell was with a Z. And chime in on the number. I see the calls right there. Thank you all for tuning in. If you're just now jumping on the phone, the topic tonight is pornography. Does it help or hurt your relationship? And we're going to talk about that in detail tonight because I want to get right to it. I want to stay here with it because when we talk about from the men and the male perspective, I'm going to give you that tonight. While many men, you know, choose that they don't really want to admit that it's an issue, or it's a problem. You think about it more and more and more, reflect on if you realize that porn, she's not involved in it, she doesn't like it. Well, what is it that she doesn't like about it? Get a little bit more saying about her thoughts and her needs. Is it the time? Is it what they're doing on that screen that's turning you off? Maybe because, I mean, keep it real. Maybe you can't handle that, and he wants somebody that can. Maybe you're not open to trying those things, and he wants somebody that can. Maybe you're just a little bit too reserved. See, he thought about you as the wife and the good things that the wife does or the girlfriend does. She's all right, man. She's cool people. I like having a good time with her. She's good with the money. But it gets mentioned, and really quickly, I don't like that, instantly. He's turned off. Okay, well, if she don't like it, that's fine. I bet I know somebody that does. And that one sweet sick thing that says something, sparks his curiosity, or raises his interest level, he's going to go right to it. Why? Not because he can, necessarily. But because he's, maybe subconsciously you allowed him to. Yeah. I said, I'll take that. Think about it, ladies. If that's not something that you were willing to do, he had to take it somewhere else and get that satisfying, that need fulfilled. The want, if you will. Because that pleasure, that arousal, that intimate part in detail, because it was such a thrill, he had to have it. Pornography. The screams, the moaning. Maybe you just sit there and take it. Don't say nothing no more. No more big daddies. No more swallowing. All that freaky nasty stuff you used to do. It's real quick now because the kids are asleep. Don't want to wake the babies up. Your legs ain't spread TV antenna no more. It's just real quiet. Just roll around in it. He wants to stretch it out of shape. Push it back through your throat. And you don't want to do that no more because you got three already. Obviously, he likes it. You got three already. Baby, listen, pornography, it's the mental stimulation that turns him on, that turns her on, and gets her wound up, gets him wound up to the point where just the thought can cause the desire. It's been stated and noted that men think about sex every 7 seconds. How many times have we thought about sex since the show started? Every 7 seconds. And that's what we get down with. So think about this in detail. He thinks about it. It's on his mind. And he wants to go full throttle all the way with you. I want to hear from the men on this. 646-727-3279. We're going to talk to a man that sees ladies every day. Big ones, short ones, thick ones, tall ones. Flare 4 Boutique's owner, very own. My man Sebo is chimed in here on the online happy hour. Sebo, talk to you, boy. What's going on, man?
Well, he dropped off the phone. That's okay. We might have to get him back on the line a little bit later. But as we talk about this in further detail, he's around. He likes it. She don't.
Why not? What is it about the act that turns her off? What is it about this thing that turns him on? Why is this a problem? Situation that happened, if you don't mind, we'll go ahead and talk about this. Gentleman is interested in watching pornography, the video. The Skeet Skeeter from Mesquite, Skeet, Skeet, Texas is doing her thing. She's buck wild. Wife comes in the room, uh-uh, baby, what you doing? I don't like that. That's nasty. I can't believe you would do such a thing. Turn off. To appease the wife, he shuts it down. Now, watch this now. She didn't like it. Couldn't understand why. We're going to turn this bad boy around, and we're going to talk about this. Now, she's kicking it, doing her thing with the girl, having a good time. Steps off into the male strip club, and she's around her girls having such a wonderful time. And next thing we know, she's got a fresh new one in and out of her jaws, baby. Sucking a new one right there. Really? He was trying to get turned on and keep it in the house. She didn't want it in the house, got turned on, and look what happened. Took it outside the home because the pornography, she didn't want him watching porn. Huh. Could have saved the relationship. Now there's some issues going on, as you can understand. But how does this happen? How does this spirit, how does this demon get into this relationship? 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Maybe the ladies can answer that question. We're going to keep it real. We're going to keep it real funny. We're going to keep it real honest with one of the most funniest people in all of Texas chiming in. And if you're going to be at the Relationship Roundtable this weekend in Arlington, Texas, you're going to hear this young lady's stand-up comedy. This mother Michelle is on the line chiming in tonight on the online happy hour. What's up, Michelle?
Hey, how's your weekend.com? How y'all doing?
Everything is great tonight, baby. We talking about pornography.
No, not we talking about, you talking about. I heard you. I cannot wait to be at the Relationship Roundtable this weekend. I'm so excited about it. But before I even go into how excited about that I am, let me let you know, I love you dearly, but you're on that bullshit with extra sauce, ketchup, pickles, lettuce, tomatoes, onions, cheese, and sesame seed bun, apple pie, and a milkshake on the side. That is not true. Men do not run out and cheat because their wife wouldn't let them jerk off watching a movie. You know, you are crazy.
Mm, I don't know about that, man.
Man, I'm telling you right now. So you're trying to say that, you know, he wants to sit up and watch this broad do whatever. You know, you need to watch these dudes because sometimes, you know, you're thinking they're watching the movie for the girl and then maybe they may be watching the movie for something else because I'd be real leery when I have a homeboy that likes to watch two dudes and a girl. I'm like, damn, it's really more dicks in the movie than you do really need to be concerned with. But that ain't neither here nor there. I think some women do like to watch porn. I personally am not a woman that watches pornography. I do have a collection of it. If anybody would like to read Blue Talk 69 through 87, I have that on sale today. But more importantly, a relationship cannot solely be based on physical needs, although physical needs are very important. He should talk to his partner and make sure that he's getting the time that he needs. You know, if she wasn't watching porn before, why he thinks she's watching porn now? You know what I'm saying? I mean, if she wasn't watching it before, she's probably not watching it now. You know, you need to evaluate your relationships and make sure you're meeting somebody that's equally, you know, interested in things that you're interested in. And maybe she won't be so tired and so bothered with those kids if he gets his ass up. Stop watching the game. Stop wanting to try to play PlayStation with his boys. Stop wanting to hang out and help her with the kids. Let them kids get their funk ass in the bed at a decent hour, and then she can go back in the room and get her freak on. You don't understand how many women at a place of business complain that they are dissatisfied with their lover because he want to go straight in. You know, he don't want to take no time, do nothing, you know, worth doing. You know, he just want to go straight in, bam, 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 bam. You know,
he don't want to take his time.
You know, I take a time. I mean, that's not my problem. I'm straight. I'm straight, mate. I got mine.
So what if she decides that he's got, now that the relationship is solid, all the freaky stuff that she used to do, she don't swallow no more. She pushes
out. Well, nobody want to swallow then get up in the morning and kiss their kids. Maybe they need to. Somebody want to swallow, get up in the morning and be kissing all over their kids. Look, you know, some things, you know, you're not going to get as much as, you know, you used to. But if she started out swallowing, I do believe that she is in the wrong for not continuing to do so. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he's done something to turn her off with it. Maybe he's either stepped out the relationship. Maybe he videoed it and she feel uncomfortable, scared the pastor might see what she did. I don't know. You know, it's a give and take street, so maybe, you know, he's not doing the things that he needs to do. Maybe he don't like to swallow. Maybe that's what his problem is.
Fellas, I want you to stand up tonight. Mama Michelle is on here. She's keeping it
you
100.
You know what? And I'm going to tell you right now, AB, I promise you, you have some very faithful listeners. And this one named Tracy, I promise you, I got on my roller skates. I'm a roller skate and kick that fool ass if he get on here and talking some contrary shit about females. Look, the point is, pornography is fine if it's taken in its place. It's when men use pornography as an excuse to, you know, try to step outside the home. No, nobody's going to do all the freaky stuff they do on a porno because those women are paid to be super nasty. You know what I'm saying? Give me $5,000. I'll do all the shit she did on there, and I'll do it while eating a jelly sandwich.
Listen to this. For the fellas, I want the fellas to listen closely. Because, and even the ladies too, because it was a point in time where she did all that. She stopped. He turned to the videos maybe to bring a little spice back in the relationship. Because earlier, and maybe it's not the fact that there was a swallowing was the aspect. Because on the porn, as we know, he shoots on her face, on her back, on her mouth, in her lips, in her hair. She don't want that no more. Yeah, we going tonight. 646-727-3279. Pornography, baby. Does it help your relationship? Does it hurt your relationship? Because there are some out there that may not be accustomed
to
some of the things and might be as open because, you know, not everybody has a creative mindset.
3279.
Are you calculating something up in here? Look at this.
Hello?
You are the fool right about now. Big Daddy is in the chat room, and I want to give a shout-out to Big Daddy, too, in the chat room. He says, it's a problem when only one partner participates in watching. It's not about comparison, but stimulation. What do you think about that?
Oh, God. Somebody on the chat room. Please go to the chat room. Somebody said it's not about comparison, stimulation. Oh, that gets on my nerves. AB.
Yo.
So let me understand this. He said it's a problem when
one partner participates in watching, and it's not about comparison, but it's stimulation. In other words, it could be more than masturbation with the pornography taking place.
Hey, well, pornography ruined my relationship when dudes sit up and watch pornography together. Do you know y'all do that? Do you know dudes sometimes watch pornography together? What's that about?
That's just nasty.
Okay, so you're trying to tell me you don't know no homeboys that said they watched the flick.
With your homeboy when you were 11, 12, and 13 to be like, all right, dude, do you see this? Can you do that? Yeah, that's hot, man. She hot. Yeah, you comparing it. But I don't know if y'all looking at him like, damn, he sure is a big-ass dude. Like, about this. Nah, homie.
Okay, well, so is this the same dude that wants to watch pornography on television also want to take his significant other to the strip club?
What's wrong with that?
I'm asking. I mean, do you feel like if two people watch pornography together, then they feel comfortable going to the strip club? Because why do dudes go to the strip club with their homeboys?
What's nothing wrong with that? Because you're going, you're going to be entertained.
Okay, so, but you're not watching pornography for entertainment. You're watching pornography to get your rocks off. You're going to see naked women shake their booty and giving them money for entertainment. Is that the difference?
You pay for entertainment.
Okay. Well, have you seen the cost of a good porn movie? You pay for that shit, too. Damn near $20 if you don't buy a bootleg. I feel like it's to each his own. I definitely don't see anything wrong with watching it if, you know, she's comfortable with it. I've seen some in my lifetime. Some of it is kind of scary because they really do too much. But, I don't know. It can definitely ruin your relationship when you find out that you and your partner are not sexually equally yoked. You at a 10 and he's at a 19. Or you forgot what happens is sometimes the woman is the more aggressive one, the one that has, you know, problems, you know, controlling her sexual appetite. So it could not be just from a man's point of view. Sometimes, you know, the man is not putting it down enough, and she, too, is seeking additional stimulation. And she wishes that, you know, Brother Rabbit could be Brother Gorilla sometime. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She wants that monster, that beast up in bed. You know, when he's, you like this? She don't want that either. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not saying that that's the case, but, you know, that's more likely the case in my book where, you know, women complain about they dudes. They not putting it down. Back in the day, she used to sweat the back of her weave out. Now she can come straight to work. She ain't doing nothing.
You know what? Check this out. Aaron2213 is in the chat room, and he said women should be able to do everything they see in porn. Check this out. I like that. He said women should be able to do everything they see in porn. Now, you made up a good point when you said the women is more aggressive. She's more, her stimulus is a little bit higher than his. Maybe she's more experienced, if you will, than he is. Mm-hmm. Maybe she's turning him out. He's watching porn and trying to get an understanding of, oh, my God, I need to be able to keep up with this thing because she is out of control.
But see, with him, he's a beast. But with her, she's a freak. Oh, man, she nasty. She do all this. You know, I think that sometimes dudes want that cake and eat it too. Like, you know, if it's a marriage, it's a little bit different. But if it's just a relationship, if she does something not freaky enough, she don't stimulate him enough. If she do something too freaky, oh, man, she's a freak. You understand what I'm saying? It's like a double standard. Like, she might, you know, have, you know, done some things or might want to experiment with some things. She might have already done it before. Women, if you're on here, do not tell them you've done it before. This is going to be your first time. But she might have already done it before. But dudes start judging. Oh, man, she let me such and such. She let me such and such. You know, like I've heard conversations like that where, man, oh, man, Quita let me stick all this and, you know, this and do all that. And she nasty, man. I don't know if I can trust her. You start looking at her different.
If he can't take it, the fact that she's freaky and that turns him off, then he's got issues of his own.
But, you know, so, Amy, what you're trying to say is nobody does anything, no woman does anything that you feel like is too freaky for your comfort level.
Nah. Come with it, baby. Let's go to war. Me and you, right now.
Okay, come with it. Let's go to war. So you hop out the shower. She hop out the shower. You spreading out the bed, putting a few rose petals down. You turn around. She got on a strap on. You cool?
A strap on to strap me up with?
Not necessary. I got
I don't
that
know
already.
What she got it on for. You know what I'm saying? She got on when you said she can't get too freaky. I'm just saying there might be something that she like.
That's some old bullshit right there. I'm talking about I got this part, you got that part, we're going to put everything together.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. You want to put limitations on. Now it's limitations on the freakism. You know what I'm saying? Now there's limitations on it. Oh, it can be freaky, but not as freaky as she wants it. Maybe that's what.
I personally don't need that. If there's some other brothers out there that require or get aroused by the fact that she's got a strap and got you bent over in the crossface chicken wing, let us know. The phone lines are open, 646-727-3279. Please feel free to share. Chat room's out of control right now, folks. Call and listen. The phone lines lit up like Christmas. blogtalkradio.com/ how was your weekend, spelled words with a Z. Mama Michelle is on the phone with us tonight talking about pornography. Does it help or hurt your relationship? And that's one of the things I want to talk about tonight because I want to see, we're going to talk about the latter part later, but how does pornography help you?
What about with people with pornography addictions, though? You know what I'm saying? It can help you if you're extra, you know, dry or you need some tips. But, you know, sometimes people get hooked on it.
Uh-huh. And that's some of the ways it can hurt you. That's some of the ways we can hurt you. I got somebody that's going to chime in and talk to us about that. And some of the ways it can help you, like we were talking about earlier, it can spice up your relationship, open you up, no pun intended, in more ways than one to keep you a little bit more connected intimately. So you're free to do what you want to do. Now that legs are spread open, TV antenna. Now that the mouth won't close, you can put anything you want up in there. Because she'll receive from you, if you will. I need somebody to understand this tonight. We're talking about, ooh-wee.
You know what, Amy? I really think you need to just chill out. Because you get really intense. You get really intense during your shows. You know what I'm saying? I think you just need, I just run the show. I give you like 2 minutes alone. Let you handle what you need to handle. Because every time you say that, you didn't say a TV antenna like at least 5 times since I've been listening to the show. And you didn't say it back in the throat like 6 times. So, ladies, please call in. You know, help me with this dude,
right,
this dude right here. What?
I got a lady that wants to chime in. Her name is Shania, and she's on the phone holding. Shania's on the line and wants to chime in. What's going on?
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
I'm well, and you?
Doing fantastic. Welcome to the happy hour.
Thank you very much. First of all, I just want to make an observation, I've already made the observation, that you like to have your cum swallowed, because I mean you put a lot of emphasis on that, and then you say that the woman used to swallow and now she don't swallow. Okay, it may be a reason why she doesn't swallow anymore. At first, you know maybe your cum smell good and taste good. Now, you know, you start eating all of these other things that you're not, you know, that's not good for your body, and, you know, it's just making your cum just nasty. So
she got a point.
That's why she don't want to swallow it anymore.
She
and,
got a point.
Yeah, that's a good point. Figs are very good for that. So just in case anybody wanted to write that down. And as far as porn is concerned, I like porn. I think it's very helpful for me and my partner. I'm the type that I like to look at porn, and I'm like in a competition with the woman on the film, because ain't nobody about to ride better than me, swallow better than me, suck better than me, fuck better than me, or none of that. So I think it's a good thing.
Right on. That's what's up. I appreciate that. That's keeping it 100 right there. Michelle, what do you think about that? Is Michelle, you still there? You make it drop off.
No, I didn't drop off.
Okay.
You have any comments on what Shania had to say? Thank you so much for chiming in on that one.
I think she did a good job with summing up her position. You know, and I really think that she did a great job coming in and representing for the ladies. Score one for the ladies. Woo! Either way we go, we win. You understand what I'm saying, Abby? Either way it goes, we win. Because the brothers are not chiming in. That's number one. Secondly, I'm sure when they chime in, they're just going to have some old crappy shit to say. So, you know, I'm ready for them. I'm going to graze my lips up and put on my boxing gloves. I'm ready for y'all tonight.
We got another call that wants to chime in. It's RSY. RSY is on the line and wants to chime in. Welcome to the happy hour. Hello, RSY? That's okay. Maybe you can't hear right there. They're in the chat room out of control, Mama Michelle. Aaron Susan, Big Daddy's also saying in the chat room, he says, a marriage should never be different from a relationship, for that's when you start looking outside of the marriage. If you started it like that, then don't stop in midstream. Oh.
Here he goes. Situations change, you know what I'm saying? She was at home all day, you know, didn't have no kids running around the house. She had additional time to pay attention to you. Again, divide up the work and then enjoy the playtime together. I really feel like most of the time when men don't get what they need at home, it's not because women don't like it. Most women love it. Look at the videos. Women go hard on the videos.
And Aaron 2213 says the best thing about porn is that it seems that people like having sex. No boring conversations or dinners. Real talk, Aaron.
Yeah, dog, he kept it real. But the best thing about porn is fantasy. You know, you don't act like you're a Spider-Man and go try to judge. Spider-Man is entertaining. I wish I did have a brother that could hang from the ceiling. You understand? That makes the shit real interesting. But that's Spider-Man. It's TV. It's entertaining. Porn is entertaining. You know what I'm saying? If you want to have that kind of relationship, then you need to go out there and pay for it.
We're talking real
nice. Straight up pay for it.
See, some of these folks don't want to hear this, so we got to keep it 100. It may not be politically correct. You know, the media puts a little paste out there and giving us messages that discuss negative consequences in a pornographic society. You know, it's prude. You shouldn't be doing that. You know, people say it's against people's will. There's Pretty Cat is in the chat room also and says she never used to like porn. But since her partner has shown her some really nasty girl-on-girl porn and threesomes, she was wondering if they were trying to tell them something. But now she knows she has been extremely eager for him since she's been watching porn. Real talk. So the pornography has opened her up. Just like you said, entertainment, fantasy. Real talk tonight.
You know what? Be honest. Are you saying if your significant other does not do that with you, does not watch porn with you, the relationship is over?
Not at all. Not at all. It's just some other form of entertainment that can open your mind up to stimulate activity. Now, me, I think super eccentric crazy. So whether I have it or not, I may think it. I'd like to try it. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I want to get back to the phone lines and bring up somebody you and I both know pretty well.
No.
You asked for the men, so I'm going to let's go on and bring the men on the line. So the one very old Michelle, Big Ray is on the phone with us right now. What's up, Ray?
Andy Brown, my Michelle, what's going down? Big Ray International.com. I ain't going to be on here long. Come strong. On that porn, it should only be everything should be done in moderation. Really and truly, as you get in the later stages of life, you know, of the life cycle, you probably shouldn't do it as much as maybe when you was younger. What happens is you get off into it and get into your spirit, you know, and then you got to look at what you're looking for. if you in a relationship or just having relations with somebody. You know, what some people looking for in a girlfriend, they might be looking for something different than a mate. Girlfriend, they might want somebody to swing from chandelier to cartwheels, run, jump off the table, do a somersault, and land on top of something. But, you know, when you're looking for somebody, mother your kids, you might want something more moderate. You might not want a freak of the week for mother your kids. You know, you look for maybe different things. You might be a lot of them might be cool behind closed doors. But like I said, you're looking if you have look for relations or relationships. You know, everything good for a little spice in the life. But you and your mate get to watching that that porn. Then one of them sees something that they ain't getting at home, or see somebody on there got something different than what you got. Now they're gonna get to go exploring and maybe looking for something outside of your household and bring the milkman out of retirement. Then that causes problems. You don't need no problems, just solutions.
Mm.
You know, sometimes you gotta create your own fantasies and cut negative equity and keep it in house. Because when you start going outside the house, then you got extra expenses. Whether time, energy, effort, or resources, going looking for Mr. Goodbar. You know what I'm saying? Go around the world and come back, find out everything you needed was at home. You know, a lot of times what they don't tell you is a lot of people think the grass green on the other side of the fence. When you get over there, sometimes it might be crabgrass, sometimes you might have to cut the grass, and a lot of times the water bill might be high. And then they got you paying for it. You know, sometimes you got to be appreciative of what you got at home and take care of home instead of looking outside. Or a lot of times, a lot of people get into the porn because they lacking the communication, just want a little excitement in their life. If they just sit down and talk and see where their partner coming from, you know, they can figure it out and put something together themselves. You always got that, you always got the possibility. You get off into watching the movies and get to fantasizing. Mans might see a woman with Coke bottle shape, and his honey might have a little middle-aged spread. He might get to work and see something and get to fantasizing too hard, and then his perception eventually become reality. Now he got an affair going on where they had something perfectly good at home. So you got to be careful. You know, porn, that's for the younger stages of the game. When you get older, more mature, start having kids and all that, sometimes you got to let it go like you let go of some other stuff that you might have did when you was younger. Are you there?
I'm here.
I'm here.
I think the drop to something.
No, we all good, baby. We all good. Ray is on point with it. This is how we do, folks.
You might be coming in that water course with some mate, and you might get Mr. Don Silver. He worked in while 15, 16. You know, that's Hollywood. But Hollywood ain't reality. Hollywood is paying that rent. Hollywood sound good in your ear, but when that mortgage due or that car note or the insurance, Mr. Hollywood gives somebody else the wood. Now you just Holly Dolly.
Listen to this, y'all. I'm gonna go to the phone in just 1 second. But the chat room is nice right now. N3GUS is in the chat room. Shout out to the folks in the chat tonight. They saying that, and these are his words exactly. I do like porn because it can give you something your partner maybe can't give you.
That's cool. Depend on your extent of your relationship. Now, if you just on some boyfriend, girlfriend, that ain't no thing. If you married, you know, it can your spirit too deep, you might get an exploratory stage. Now, if you ain't committed, it's a whole different story.
Hey, Big Ray. Big Ray?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, you know what? And the dudes that, you know, want their woman to do what's being done on the porn, needs to understand that she's paid for that by experience. You ask a dude, hey, do you want a woman that's been with, you know, hundreds of men just for brief periods of time or, you know, just to learn? No, but do you want her to be able to do everything that woman is doing on TV? Yes, you know, so, I mean, you do have to make some choice. Do you want
it's
you know,
yeah,
do you want booty? But about that 15 and 16 inches you were talking about, if you don't mind giving me the video producer number so I can check that out and make sure that man does not, you know, edit it in any way. No woman that I know would want to see or meet a guy with 15 or 16 inches, just to let you know. No woman.
That's the woman that ain't had it. The women that had it be like, okay, that ain't really what's happening because he tried to ruin me. A woman ain't had 15, 16. Hey, I want to try it out.
Nobody want to try that. That's like somebody saying, oh, dang, I ain't never been hit by a train. I want to do that. Nobody wants to try that out. I'll tell you that right now. Unless you feel differently,
like
women, let me know. Let me know. Go to call in on the phone lines. Comment in the chat room. I think I'm right about that. What about you, girl? You
just
think
like
so?
You said a moment ago about Brer Rabbit and Brer Gorilla. Someone want that gorilla in the middle.
Well,
yeah, but it's a difference between
a
difference between a gorilla performer and somebody that's. We're actually having a chat room party at my house. You know, so it's me and my homegirls. They backing me up here. We're, you know, I got my homegirl Tina here. She's telling, you know, telling it like it is. You know, we've agreed. We've all voted. Nobody wants that many.
Well, here's the deal. This is what you've been looking for. Let me bring him on the line. Fresh out of Kansas City, by way of Grambling State University, the one and only Reverend Dr. Tracy Green is on the line. What's up, Big Tracy?
What to do, fam? What's going
man,
on, man? I'm just not here, but I've been requested. What's going on with that?
We're getting tonight, man. This is out of control. We're talking about pornography, man. Does it help or hurt your relationship? Mama Michelle was looking for some brothers to chime in, and the brothers are chiming in.
So we're talking about the poor man's visual aid. That's what we're talking about.
Let's keep it real, baby. That's all we do.
Look, man, ain't nothing wrong with porn. I mean, I heard what Big Ray said, and to a certain extent, man, he's got a damn good valid point. But at the same time, it's visual aid. Shit. It's stimulating. You know, just because your girl see a nigga that's hung like a fucking horse don't mean she's trying to run and go find one. That shit can turn a woman on in ways that a lot of cats can never do just by her seeing that shit. I done seen some chicks on porn ride dick that I'm like, you know what, I don't even want a motherfucker bouncing on me like that, but it damn sure look good. That shit turned me on. You know, I done seen some niggas fucking uproot some chicks up out they damn ass. I mean, just tore them up. Shit look good. I mean, nigga, hell, I'm sitting there with pom-poms cheering for the nigga. You dig what I'm saying? But it's like I say, visual aid. Me and my friend, we just going depending on the day of the week. Shit, we might watch a little porn, but it don't mean shit because I challenge my ladies. I challenge them like, you know, you see what she's doing right there? Well, you used to do that shit any fucking way. You think you can do it better than her? Oh, I got that. Oh, she ain't doing shit. Plus, she getting paid. That's some bullshit. That's Hollywood, like my man said. That's Hollywood. Why? Well, fine. Go on and get down on this motherfucker. Oh, I bet him shit. I can do better than that nigga right there. It ain't going to fuck my relationship up. Not at all. Because the same shit you see on TV, dog, whether you 21, 41, or 51, you still got it in you. Got to pace yourself a little bit when you get older, but it's still the same. You know, that shit is so fucking looped, it ain't nothing but bullshit tape. But trust me, 3 condoms, and they give me a contract, you'll see my black ass doing the same motherfucking thing.
I gotta love it. 646-727-3279 is the calling number. Press option 1 if you want to chime in on this topic. Michelle, what you got to say about that?
Man, why y'all let him on the phone? Let's call y'all not get into the phone. What is that, Tracy?
Let's get funny.
I didn't request for you. I requested not for you, but you go for real with what you got to say tonight. You partially for real.
Oh, partially for real?
You partially for real.
Oh, really? Well, what part is that so for real then?
I'm just saying, you know, I don't think you really need a contract. I don't think you really want one.
Who though?
You.
Well, you see, since you know me, since we grew up together, and you can remember everything I did as a child, why don't I want that contract?
Cause you know what I'm just saying, because you speak too well, and most dudes that talk about it is not really about it.
Oh really? Oh, it's like that. What do you in what aspect?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, a lot of people hold really deep conversations, but they're not really, you know, what I'm saying. Come on now.
Andy, she was not an alumnus, is she?
No.
Oh, okay, it's quite evident by your last statement. Let me explain something to you, darling. If you went to Kremlin, that was pornography in training.
Okay. It's the same that Andy was talking about, TV antenna, back of the throat.
Say what now?
The same that Andy was talking about, TV antenna, back of the throat.
TV is just back of the throat. Now, see, I missed that part of the show. I didn't. Oh shit! Recap, nigga. What you say?
What I was bringing to the table was maybe sometimes that back when the relationship first started, pornography wasn't there. He may have had her legs spread like TV antennas. You know, the little rabbit used to be on the top, left, right, till you find the right spot and you do it.
Okay.
So maybe that was happening in the relationship, but now things slow down a little bit. She doesn't do. He's not giving as much, and now the desire for pornography is needed and is required or requested in that relationship. So we're talking about how does it help it? Does it help it? And how does it hurt your relationship dealing with pornography?
Well, you know what, man. Now it could hurt a relationship straight up if you got that old cheesy-ass dude that rather sit up and look at it on the computer and jack off in front of the fucking computer instead of being in bed with his wife, or the wife that want to run out to the damn strip club and watch these men simulate shit with women and all her girlfriends, and when she get home, she ain't thinking about the dude. Yeah, it could hurt like that off top, because now you're spending your time outside of what it's really meant for. You know, me and mine going to watch some porn shit. First off, we starting off butt naked with Crisco grease on the side. Got to be there. I don't want nobody getting tight. I don't want nobody getting stuck. That's just how it is. We see some shit. Hey, that looked like something we ain't never did before. You want to try that? You know, so then it's good. But when she's sitting there, she's thinking about, well, you know, shit, I want to do this with the next motherfucker. We'll bring him on in. See, now I got to charge admissions. Now I got to get a tax ID number.
This dude,
you asked for me. Damn it, now I'm here. So shut up and listen.
Hey, this dude right here is throw. Let me tell you, Crisco, I just wanted to say from an alumni standpoint, because I'm not an alumni, that, you know, you don't have to be an alumni to know this. One, the TV antenna girl, the back of the throat girl, is not married to nobody. Okay, right now, she's not married to nobody.
Yes, she is.
No, she is not.
Please, trust me. Your legs have been up in the half spread.
The best. I'm not talking about the average. I'm talking about the very best one, the one that everybody wants to holler at, the one that everybody kind of ran through. She's the most experienced. She knows how to do it better than anybody. She's single. She's single. Because you guys say, okay, that's what I want, that's what I need. But if she goes off the chain with it, like AB and I was discussing before, when she want to do something that you think is out of character or just too much for you, then now she goes from being, you know, ooh-wee to ooh-wee.
Okay,
your book.
Okay. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean she's not being kept. Hold on. Let me get back to the phone lines. We had Shania call in earlier. She wants to chime right back in and get back to us. Shania's on the phone line. What's up, sweetheart? You had another comment?
Yeah, I got another comment as far as what Big Ray said. This shit just seems boring. I mean, you know, I love the fact that, you know, marriage and all of that, that's cool, you know, what's up. But, you know, if you a freak, you want to watch porn, you want to get your dick sucked, you know, while you're watching TV or brushing your teeth or whatever, you know, that's, I mean, that's the type of partner that you should marry. I mean, because in the long run, you're going to be bored. And then you're going to want to step out because you want to get your dick sucked. You want to, you know, fuck in the ass or whatever the case may be. I mean, I just don't understand that. And then he was talking about you got to let some stuff go as far as porn. I mean, I don't, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, you let porn go. I mean, when you give the stuff up, when you get older, they're saying, like, okay, I'm not going to sell drugs no more. I'm not going to have all these bitches numb in my phone, you know, but giving up porn, I mean, that's something, you know, confined in the four walls of your home. So I just didn't
agree
with her.
She's a winner.
That's real talk.
I like her. That's real talk. Because you know what? She brings up a good point. And this is a question I wanted to ask, just based on what I heard from her. Do you all think that pornography, you know, we're on the downside, how it can hurt a relationship. Do you think that pornography, just watching porn, is replacing the intimacy of sexuality?
That's how I said that, Andy. It says the nigga that's sitting in the computer jacking off instead of in the bedroom with his wife.
Right.
You know, let me ask you something, man. Now, is this considered pornography? Because I've been stuck on this for a few years, and I've got some friends, and I've lost some friends. If you take a coat hanger and shape it in the fashion of your initial, first or last name, above would be pretty good like me, almost like a branding iron, and you hit that ass from the back, and you take a cigarette lighter, and you light this damn coat hanger, and you brand that ass. Now, if she don't move, and she looking at it and saying, that's some shit I'm talking about. Is that porno? And is you doing what you're supposed to be doing, man?
Is it a woman or a cow?
He didn't say that. He didn't say it. It ain't even matter. It ain't even matter. It don't even matter. It just don't matter.
What?
He ain't caring. It don't even matter. You asking the wrong question. The right question to ask this dude is he close to a hospital? And does he have anything in his possession that he might use to hurt himself? Because this dude is crazy. He is crazy.
Who is this? And who is this? Is this Mama Michelle?
Yeah. He's crazy. Yeah, just kind of. Let me tell you, you know, this can all harm a relationship is when guys cannot keep the fantasy separate from reality. The girl on TV is the fantasy.
Right.
The woman laying next to you is reality. That woman deserves conversation. She deserves financial support. And she deserves everything else. Then you get what you want. Then you get the clothes hanger and the lighter and the hidden from the back and not moving, or you get the fake sounds. You get all that. You get the whips, the chains, the high heels, you know, the red toenail polish, all that. You get all that. But you have to put something in.
Okay, so what you're saying is if I come through the door with a $20 bill, and I sit and I say, hey, how was your day? Because I want to fuck you right now. That's conversation. That's money. I'm putting in, right?
And if you can get some advantage before
the
money
deal,
you can share
it with them. Wait a minute. I got a question. Is this Mama
Michelle? You didn't say she was an advantage right there.
No, I'm just asking a question. Is this Mama Michelle?
And this man's gonna deal with you like that today. You know what time it is.
Okay, yeah, I see you. Yeah, kind of thick with it. Well, have you ever thought about a porno comedy show?
I have. Something's going on right now with you.
I'm just asking. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with cracking jokes while you're fucking. I'm just saying. Say what?
Control.
You said Eddie Kane.
No, he really. We just
talking about is pornography. Does it help or hurt the relationship? And some of the things we're talking about when it hurts the relationship is when the intimacy is gone. The intimacy is gone. You're devoting most of your time to the videos, to the internet, to your own self in the magazine, but you're losing the intimacy with your spouse or your significant other. Now, how does this actually play, in fact, over long term? Can you actually lose this person? Because, I mean, they're getting off. They may not want to really do it with you anymore for whatever reason. They're tired. They're fed up. They take the trash out. But they got there. Is everything good? Should it be good in the household? Because you've seen it sometimes. Baby, let me get a little, you know, and they tap that ass and she don't want to roll over. What do you do? He shoots one on her ass. He shoots one on her back. He's good.
God damn right.
Is everybody happy?
Oh, my gosh.
What? Let me ask you something, Andy. Is it wrong to watch a porno? And because, you know, maybe them titties done started sagging, you know, maybe that ass got a couple of little highway strips in it, but you watching porn and you making love to your old lady, or you fucking your old lady, or you doing whatever with your old lady while you imagining, which in your mind you doing. You got a fine motherfucker in the bed with you. You dig what I'm saying? You know, she might have took the ditches out. Don't matter. All I'm saying is, You imagine this woman on porn. That's what I think it helps. I really do. Just like for you ladies. You know that cat that had that six-pack, now he got the king with a couple of partners hanging from the side. But you see old man Dingo or whoever, and now you imagine this cat while you with your dude. That's not her. That's happening. I still say let me get you with that coat hanger, though.
Everybody.
J.R. Ewing is back.
Okay, I still have a question for the fellas. I still have a question for the fellas. What
yes,
if you have opened her Pandora's box and now she wants to go farther than what you are willing to go? Because there are women out there who want to go further. They want to do something real wild. They want you to do something to them that you may not be comfortable with. Or she, you know, she craves it. What do you do then?
I'm right.
Oh, so you, now, wait a minute, because you weren't cool.
No,
at first,
I don't know what to do.
Well, yeah, what you
okay,
doing?
But see, that's what I'm saying. You can't say that what you're fantasizing about or what you would like to try is interesting and it's good to try, but you don't want, you know, if you're going to take the limits off, then you need to take the limits off. But, you know, some people like, you know, watching horses, or, you know, I've seen some really strange stuff on the internet, just really, really strange, that I don't even feel comfortable talking about. But I'm just saying, it's just like,
what
you doing looking at? You know, I was forced to look at it because I was with somebody that was looking at it, and it made me uncomfortable. Thus, I asked him to remove my number from his phone.
Okay. I can dig that.
Because that's when it's hurtful, when, you know, you realize that the person that you're with has some interest that, you know, just don't mesh with you. I mean, I think Big Ray said it, you know, the spirits aren't the same. You know what I'm saying? And he obviously, you know, has some kind of, you know, to me, illness that he would want to look at what he's looking at. But
well,
he's
not true.
Oh, it is. It's gross.
No, it's not. Being fascinated and interested in something does not mean you have an illness. It's a lot of shit that you see every day that a lot of people can't take. But because of the shock value to it, or because of the interest of it, it will have you glued and looking. Doesn't mean that you want to do it yourself. Doesn't mean that you want to jump off with that. I mean, I like,
okay,
you know, remember the old site, what was it, www.rotten.com, all the jacked up pictures. Do I really want to walk around all day and look at how the faces of death really is? No, I don't. But that shit hooks me. The cat, and I think you remember this, a little YouTube video where the soccer player jumped up, fell down, busted his head, broke his neck's turned the other way, and he's still running.
Yeah,
I mean, that shit fascinates me. Do I really want to look at it in real life? Fuck no. But I can look at it on the TV screen. Doesn't mean I'm a bad person. Doesn't mean I want to go out there and kick somebody in the head and just see if they walk while they're dead. No. Besides, Michelle, I mean, you know, you probably had the wrong cat. Now, what I can do is book a flight to Dallas, right?
But see, what you said, okay, but I'm going by what you said. If he's looking at horses, how I know he ain't trying to saddle me up? You understand what I'm telling you? You said it's some kind of fantasy with what's going through their head while they doing whatever they do. He could have been trying to saddle me up. Luckily, he showed me that bullshit before I had made the mistake of becoming more, friendly with him than I wanted to. But, you know, I'm just saying, it can hurt the relationship because some people out there just plain old weird. Weird.
Oh, okay. Well, I can agree with that because I have met some, trust me. Oh, Lord, I have met some. But after I put that anger on them, they was cool.
Have you put that coat hanger? And see, like you missed it earlier, but AB is saying that, hey, even he has limitations, something that's pretty common, you know, he's not willing to do it to, you know, satisfy his lover. So unless he wants her to go out and be with somebody else.
Hello? Yeah, Andy?
Yeah, I'm here.
What is it that you don't do that's pretty common?
Were those my words exactly? No, I asked a question. What's going on? What is it that they're asking to do? Because you got to ask your partner. Anything that you take without permission is considered rape. Anything that you do without this permission is rape. So talk it out. Communicate that first.
Well, you know what, Andy? You're right. You damn so right on that, man, because I'll put it to you like this. And I ain't going to call no names, man, but an ex of mine threw me for a loop because, you know, I thought I did everything. You know, I thought I was cool with that shit, but this woman wanted me to fucking choke her. So I'm like, all right, cool. Now, I've never gotten into that shit. You know, pulling some hair, you know, bad hugging a bitch, all right, cool, no problem. But this motherfucker literally wanted me to choke her. And I ain't talking about putting my hands around her neck to simulate no shit. This motherfucker literally wanted to pass the fuck out.
Oh, wow.
Now, I mean, you know, I play ball, dog, so, you know, I know a lot of strong-arm, borderline raping-ass rapists. You did? I hate to say it like that, but I have seen some cats that understood no only in Spanish, but they was talking English. You know, so I done seen some shit. I done seen some plates of cocaine and heels up in the air, motherfuckers crying, but they had to take it all night. And I'm sitting there like, oh, damn, I'm so fucked up, I can't even call the police. That's the damn thing. You know, I done seen that shit. I've been, you know, I ain't never raped nobody. I ain't never took shit. You know, at that time, I had too much money in my pocket. You ain't going to say no to me. Fuck that. Or I'm going to pull this coat hanger out.
Oh, my God.
I got what you're saying.
Wow. I mean, that's just 100, though, folks. We got to understand that this is a real issue. There are people who are having addictions to pornography. They can't get away from it. They are substituting their spouse, their significant other, time with their family, missing lunch, missing important meetings at work because they can't get away from pornography. Really? See, addiction is something serious. The only thing I have ever truly been addicted to in life is breathing.
What?
Breathing. Everything else is not. I may go without a plate time to time. You can go without
eyes
for a period of time. It's something you don't need. Money, it's been times that you go without money. But when you have pornography and you're dealing with this and it's addictive where it's engulfed your life and it's hurting the relationship only with your family and your significant other, but even time spent with children at work and missing out on money because of an addiction to porn, now that's a big problem. That's when it hurts your relationship. Everything else around you is out of control, but you're not even focused on that because you must. I don't get it. Talk to me about it. Does anybody understand how this is happening in our society? 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Keep it 100, y'all. Because people act like, oh, this ain't never happened to me. I can't get a picture of anything. It'll never happen. I just want to get mine and move on. No. It's people out there. Y'all remember Kirk Franklin had them issues? Eric Benet was the finest by far. One of the finest women walking planet Earth. Now, maybe she wasn't somebody you could stand, but if you got a pornographic addiction and she don't want to be down, that's the problem, not the porn. Work it out. Holler at me, y'all. What you think about that?
Hey, Andy.
Yes, sir.
You said you were addicted to breathing?
That's about it.
What about blinking your eyes?
I've gone quite a long time without doing it. If I was asleep, that's why.
Two very clear observations, Andy, that you said that, number one, when anything is an addiction, it's bad. It's something. But I have seen people, I have personally witnessed people who say they do it on their lunch breaks, they do it during breaks. And I think that, you know, the industry does need a little bit of revamp, because sometimes, you know, I've seen things that makes me feel sorry for people, you know, when they are, you know, out of control with it. And it's not a very heavy regulated field. You go to sleep, you wake up, you know, and all of a sudden it's on Cinemax. You might have been watching Soul Food rerun for the 100th time, and you go to sleep, left it on Cinemax. And now you're being exposed to, you know, something that you don't feel comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know,
and I want to also just, my second point is to the dude that was in the chat room that said he watches white movies or white flicks or whatever. You know, I want to know what he thinks he's seeing that he's missing that he can't get at home. You know, because I've never seen anybody on those do what can't be done on any other ones. Unless
yeah.
He wants to feel better about himself.
No, that's some bullshit. Sometimes people just won't do. I don't give a damn how much money you give them in them portals. There's some things they won't do.
Crazy. I done seen some stuff that's crazy. Don't say this stuff that sisters want to do, because I done seen some stuff that I'd be like, oh, I wish I knew her auntie or her cousin. We'd beat her up. Okay, seen, done. It's pretty much the same thing. I don't know much that... I have never seen anything done that a sister wouldn't do. That's not true. You got them, and you of all people should know, Mr. Brandivore.
It was never good choking with you. I'm just saying.
I don't know where y'all work, but sometimes in certain workplaces, you know, if in public restrooms, if he stands in the urinal a little bit too long and ain't took the time to flush, come on, man. It's a little bit too much going on here. This is not your time. You know what I'm saying? You're doing a little bit too much.
What's good, Andy?
Hey, you know what? AB, I do want to also comment. When people push that out on other people, too, I remember when screens first became popular, you know, not me, not anybody I know, but people were actually displaying it on their screens as they're going down the highway. You know what I'm saying? Like watching it in their car. You know, I feel like that is just way out of control right there.
Well,
I mean,
it's illegal to do that now, ain't it?
It is illegal to do that now, but I'm just saying, that's when I feel like you have a sickness or some type of addiction, when you don't have enough, you know, mental reason to understand that nobody should drive up on the side of you and see what they're looking at. You know what I'm saying? And I think that, you know, that tells you how out of control that our society has come. Like Big Ray said, things that are done in the privacy of your home, or things that are done, you know, between consenting adults, one, two,
or even a few, that's fine. But to impose that upon, you know, other people tells me that's when you're out of control. That's when it's not, you're not doing it for entertainment value. You're doing it either for shock value or you're doing it because you're sick.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
When you come in from break and you know you didn't have no water and y'all call to wash your hands and you, you know, been out there looking at that, I think that's when, you know, it hurts the relationship because I've seen dudes, you know, complain that they do that at work and they don't have really a lot of control. It's what they do to relax. That should not be your relaxation aid because then it's not, if then it's a drug, it's not entertainment anymore.
Yeah. The addiction is there. It's getting out of control. I don't know what the ladies might do. Y'all might take a little time to be in those stalls because I had a, you know, close friend of mine that used to say when she was depressed, you know, she would just, you know, take the first two fingers, rub one out real quick and be straight. That was her way of getting through it, that quick masturbation. Where she
Goodness. That was a plea for you to come over late at night, and you missed the cue.
Nah, baby, I got this. She told me exactly what she would do.
She might as well wrote you a letter and said, will you please come over, yes, no, or maybe. Yeah, whatever.
She did this now. This is what she said. And that was her way of freeing herself because the addiction to sex, the addiction to pornography, the desire to be touched was so wound up in her that it was a way of calming her down.
Golly. Oh, you make sure if we ever in the same room that you give me some handy wipes because I'll tell you what, that's tough. That's tough. But, you know, it does, that kind of contact can help you with depression, but obviously you got, you know, a more deep-seated issue than just, you know, that's only going to help you for a little while. It's like hitting the pipe. It's only going to help you for a little while. Again, you know, it's supposed to be done, you know. I mean, I can't dictate to anybody what, where, and when to touch themselves. But I'm just saying, if you can't even refrain from touching yourself during your work day, then you might, you know, you might have a problem. And it might be more than just intimacy. It might be just something else rather than loose up there.
You know what? And I think there's somebody that's probably going to help us clear this up and help us get an understanding. You heard him speak a little bit last week on the online happy hour. Dr. Eric Wilson of the JCC has chimed in and cleaned house on the subject of the definition of success. He's back with us for just a quick segment. Dr. Wilson, are you there?
What's up, Mr. Brown?
Man, how you doing tonight? Welcome back to the happy
hour. Fantastic. Good to be back, man. How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Hey, Pastor.
Doing good, man. You've heard the topic that we're discussing tonight, pornography. Does it help hurt the relationship? We're touching all aspects of it. I mean, the good things, the bad things, the addictions, the stimulations. Mm-hmm. Where are we at with this? What can you tell us, you know, from a powerful, positive male perspective, what are some of the things, now that we're on the downside of it, what are the things that hurt relationships about pornography?
Yeah, I think what I'm hearing, first off, the sister just said it, plain out straight, it's an addiction. Ain't nothing good about it. I said, if you are in, see, now this comes down to your self-discipline, and see, our minds are real powerful on where they can go, but it's really up to us to steer them on where they should go. But it's how can a brother, and I've been there, be in the bed with a woman, but yet he's somewhere else.
Wow.
So really, you're not even there. So what the pornography does, it's like crack. It sends you to a place that doesn't really exist. And so what happens, you continue to strive to chase a high that has become your reality, but it's really not a reality at all. That's how you can then look at your wife and compare her to somebody who is supposed to be all of that. But let me tell you something. If you seen the woman who was all of that at 5 in the morning after she just finished slobbering on her pillow, I mean, I didn't know no woman who was so busy, who was so beautiful, who didn't go to the bathroom, who didn't maybe every now and then get up and brush her teeth and her breath was stinking. We get this false reality, and we chase it like it's going out of style. And what's even crazy about it is we say, you the man. For a guy to be in his car, listen, when you go out of bounds in a basketball game, it's no such thing as whether you stepped on the line or whether you dove into the bleachers to grab the ball. Out of bounds is out of bounds. And pornography takes us way out, somewhere far, where the truth be told, and I understand it because when I was a teenager, I can still see visions of that nonsense I was seeing. I didn't know what I was looking at, but I realized later trying to flush that stuff out my brain because it leaves such a carbon and an impact in your mind that just because it's in your mind, you think it's real. So now every woman that you come across, you have this false perception of what you thought was real, but to you it's real, and now you base her performance based on an X-rated flick where they, I don't know if you understand, when they do these X-rated flicks, it takes them so many cuts to make, let's just say if somebody gonna have an orgasm, it takes them so many cuts to make that thing perfect. So when we see the porno flick and this guy is going for an hour or something and we think that's real, or she got two or three guys, and we think, come on, Andy, you're in the radio industry. It's called editing. So they edit up an image, and we think it's real. So now we go after this thing, and what happens? It's destroying families. It's destroying marriages. Whether it's a man who's doing it, whether it's a woman. Now, next thing you know, your kid, your 10, 11-year-old son or daughter comes up in the bedroom just to get some toys, and they stumble up on your computer. Now it's translated to your kids. So we got junior high school kids and elementary school kids that can't control themselves. There's a major college football team out here right now, major college football team, 48 players, I believe, on the team. They fathered 55 children, and nobody's taking responsibility. I believe out of that 48, somebody is dipping. So what I'm saying, I'm not saying that what we're seeing doesn't look good. I'm not. I'm telling you, it looks real good. But I'm going to tell you something right now. It's no different than seeing a nice car with some nice rims. You go ahead and buy the car, and you go to put the key in, and the key don't turn, and then you go pop the hood trying to figure out what's wrong, and there's no engine. What's going on with these people who are put, even the ones who are on the internet that's displaying themselves like this, they have been broken on the inside. Somewhere along the line, they have been broken. And then you have a brother come up on a broken woman, whether she's on the internet or whether he meets her, and then he conquers her, and he goes back to the fellas and say, yo, man, look what I just did to this hoe. Look what I did to this bee. That's another form of disrespect that we do all the time, especially in our community. And we think we did something when all we did was lay down with a broken car. And so that becomes our reality. So what do, Andy? Then we act like dogs. We wag around with our tails, and we have our tongue sticking out our mouth, and we go to look for everybody we can conquer. Watch this, Andy, until it's our daughter. Wow. Now I'm ready to go kill somebody. But it was okay if it was my mother, if it was my daughter, it was my grandmother, because all you did was look at her as a piece of meat, not understanding that she was a baby at one time. Now she's gotten a little bit older. The person in itself hasn't changed. Just her experiences in life has put her in a dilemma. And so instead of trying to reach, now we talk about community and black folks and how we're supposed to help each other out, instead of trying to pull her up to see the damage she's been through, what do? We stomp on her. We stomp on her. We make sure she's in the round real good. And then sometimes as black folks, we start blaming other races for our predicament. So all I'm saying is that there is nothing, don't get it twisted, I've been there, there is nothing good about it. It will take you to a place that doesn't exist. And the truth be told, the brothers, and I feel for the brothers who go down that path, it is very, very hard to get off. And that's why the wife is understanding, well, I love him. I don't understand. Listen, it's not so much her all the time. He's just dipped into an area. There's a lot of people who went on crack. I'm going to try it one time and never got off. Pornography is the same way. It takes you, and our appetite is men, and we're visual. Our vision was made to create and to build, but we use the same vision to tear down. And so I'm not denying what we see. Well, I'm not denying that we can't even, you can't even watch a good car commercial with a lady on their butt naked, because they understand that brings ratings, because they understand that when a man and a woman are sitting on the news, on the couch at home watching the news anchor, the wife is watching the news, she's watching the weather, the brother's looking at those boobs right there, because you can't deny what you see, but we just, we lay in it, and we focus on it, and it creates an appetite that we can't control, and in the street, we say, you're the man. You're the man. I can keep going, Andy, but I know we don't have much time, man. But I just wanted to be known, this is some deadly stuff that we're messing with. Cats are dying of diseases. People are meeting each other online and then going and don't even know each other, hitting it and go. They don't even understand what kind of spiritual transfer that's taking place. They don't even have a clue. Everybody just hitting. Let me tell you something for the listeners out there. There's no such thing as a one-night stand. Trust me. A brother thinks he hits it and go. You never hit it and go. You always take something with you. She always takes something with her. And then you wonder why years later you're having problems with your relationship, and it's just not good enough, because there's no such thing as a hit and run. Nobody gets away with that. We just haven't tied in the issues we're having 30 years later to what happened 30 years prior. And so we struggle, and then because we as men are real prideful, and it's the man to conquer like that, we don't really open up to nobody and say, yo, dog, I can't control myself. I'm seeing these women, and yes, they look good, but listen, I need to control my eyes. I got a wife, and I got kids. I don't want nobody looking to my daughter like that. So the bottom line, Andy, there's nothing good about it at all. It's a killer. Whether you're married or whether you're single, it will kill you. And then when you're dead and gone, guess what? The porn will still go. Your kids are left here. Now your daughter's left here. There's no father at home. Now here comes the same cat that you was is now creeping in your window and your daughter, but you 6 feet under. And we call that success? Living? Really? I'm done, eh?
Mm.
I'm done.
Mm.
I'm done.
Mm,
I'll take anybody that want to conversate. I'm not talking about like I know it all, Andy. What I'm saying is that I understood the pain of this thing, and that we're trying to enlighten people to say, listen, I'm not going to get into what you should do in the bedroom, and you want to swing from the ceiling fan and lock somebody up. Listen, all I'm saying is we got to start respecting what each other calls, let's just say, sex in the bedroom. And stop just disrespecting or just taking it. Because any time you got to take it from a woman, you ain't got no power. Because if you're not smooth, she'll give it to you. But when we don't get our way, like we don't know, like a Mike Tyson, we don't know what else to do, so we punch her in the mouth. Because we want to get what we want, because the real deal is that I can't control myself. And not controlling myself in this society, you're the man. And you get around a bunch of other brothers who can't control themselves. And the saga continues, period.
Now that, ladies and gentlemen, is what we call real talk. You get that right here. We talk about everything, all aspects. Thank you, B. Dr. Eric Wilson of the JTC is chimed in. Learn more about the JTC, ladies and gentlemen, at www.jtcexchange.org. Eric, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on with the JTC here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Oh, man. Well, listen, between Dallas, you know, and the Fort Worth area, man, we're doing a lot of volunteer work, man. We're doing a lot, you know, we're on the radio, you know, but it ain't about that. But one of our main projects is the mentoring in the high school, the Fathers and Dads program, where we're mentoring these 13 to 19-year-old fathers. And it's tough job. But somebody's got to go into these schools and let these cats understand, listen, man, you got to start thinking from your waist up. You're thinking with the wrong head. I know what you've been told. I know what you've been trained to do, and I know what comes natural. But there's a time and a place for that.
So one of the most exciting things we got going on, and we just finished in the ATB school district, we plan on spreading it out this fall, is we're continuing to mentor these young men. Most of them, because of pornography, they don't have fathers. How can I sit in a room, Andy, with 26 students and only three have a relationship with their father, even know who he is? Because of all this going on. So anybody who goes on the website, listen, there's a whole lot of stuff that we got going on because, like we said last week, the definition of success, our job is to lead this place better for the next man and woman and for our children and our community's children. That's what JTC is all about. And I understand that the odds are against us, but I refuse to join the crowd. What did we say last week, Andy? Eagles fly alone. Birds flock together. We need more men to become eagles and stop trying to fit in with the crowd and making, I'm going to say it, Andy, making my job harder. Because
right.
I'm excited about the program we have, but when I look at the reason we're doing the program, it's sad because it's got to stop. And somebody say, well, it's gone too far. Listen, if we can help one guy and we can help one youngster understand, listen, man, don't go that way, then it was all worth it. So you gave me the website, Andy. It's all there, man, and we're excited about it, man. And this kind of topic, I love it because it's just to shed light. I love all my peoples, and I'm not judging anybody. All I'm saying is that's, brother, that's dynamite right there. And if we be honest, a brother will be honest and on the back, on the side, and say, listen, man, I can't stop watching it because it's that powerful. So what if, listen, now, Andy, you a man of God. We can go Bible on it. They say, how can you take fire to your bosom and not be burned? You can't play with that stuff. And not need no skin grafting on you. Are you kidding me? What? Man, listen, man. So that's what we're doing with the JTC, folks. You know, a lot of stuff going on. We're here to serve the community. We're doing stuff in New York. We're doing stuff, you know, getting ready to get underway in Pennsylvania. So we're just excited, man, to be able to be of assistance. We're not the only organization out here, but as Andy knows, we're about no motives, one agenda people. We're about empowering people, whether it's grown folks, whether it's kids. You know, there's a lot of senior people. Some of these guys, they wasn't on so much on pornography. Maybe they can go out and help some of these elderly people who helped them out, who was wiping their butt when they was all sloppy and snotty, you know. So there's a whole lot, man, that we could be doing. If we're not doing nothing productive, I will say that in closing, it leaves the room for pornography to slip in easier because we're sitting around with an idle mind, and that stuff is powerful, and it'll draw you in like a magnet. And like I always say in closing, and that's closing for real, like Saddam Hussein, I never forget when before they hung him. If you ever saw the footage before they hung him, you could see for the first time he was scared to death. That's how the devil does us. He takes you all the way to the cliff, and after you jump, he turns around and says, sucker, and he breaks out and looks for the next one so he can take him to the cliff and drop him off. Unwed children, wed children out of wedlock. Women got to start respecting themselves and stop giving it up to men just because the man wants some. That's where the fathers come into the home because we're not there. We're not there to teach our young girls on how to give them the self-esteem that they need. Instead of start buying them things, give them some self-esteem so when old Jobo comes with this corny line talking about yo baby, she's like, huh? Oh, you look pretty. Like my daddy tells me that all the time. She can't say that because her father ain't nowhere around. 48 college players, 55 children. Where the men at? That's success. I'm done. I'm sorry.
Y'all getting real tough tonight, folks. This is where we get this. Not on something that's programmed and scripted. Not by somebody who says this is what y'all going to talk about. Y'all heard us talk about it in the beginning. We're living vicariously through you. Our real life situation influenced this show. What we go through in life is what influences this show. We know pornography is real. Eric just said it. Mama Michelle been talking about it. Tracy's been there. Big Ray. Shonda's been there. The chat room has been full of it. This is real talk. If y'all can get this anywhere else where you can call in and be a part of the show, listen to something, give your feedback, let your voice be heard, let me know. Maybe we have to stop because they're doing it better. I doubt it. If you got access to the internet, go check out the website that's built just for you. HowWasYourWeekend.com. Spell was with a Z. Understand real business, man. We are making connections here. We're empowering people. We're letting you speak your mind and get your voice heard. You can listen to the show. Catch up on some news, on some sports news, some hip-hop news. Learn about what's going on in the community. This is
our network, folks. Let us know what we need to do to make it better for you. This is just keeping it real. Pornography is what it is. The flicks are on there, the late-night commercials. You heard what it was talking about, 5 in the morning. You in here getting a George Foreman grill while this girl with some big-ass titties, showing you how to put your little steak in there for about 20 minutes. Are you really looking at the steak? A subtle way of getting you to shoot one out. And get your mind focused on something else. Man, that was powerful what he said about the news. Because I didn't even think about that, but he's right. Michelle, what's up? What you think about that?
Maybe she had this fear, but that's fine.
Michelle, you still there? It's all good. That's just keeping it 100, folks. This is what we talk about up in here. Why talk radio in the online happy hour is here to stay. They call me and folks are listening. They're chiming in. Just like you. Tracy.
You?
You know we coming to Kansas City, bro. We're going to do the same thing August the 4th. They need to understand. All my folks in Kansas City, my Raytown High alumni, out there, them Dirty Birds, and we'll race out, them Cardinals. Y'all better step it up, man. We coming up to KC. We're going to bring the real funk live, just like we're doing this weekend in Arlington, Texas, for the Relationship Roundtable. Get ready. This is what we do, folks. We discuss the hottest book on the blog right now on the market. It's called Second Place Women Who Come In First. The reason why he has your man's attention and you don't. Tracy, you got your copy.
Damn right.
We coming with it. We coming with the funk, dog. The play is in effect. The cast is out of control. Man, this is real deal right here. If y'all think we playing, I'm sorry to hurt your feelings or let you down. But you see us rocking the Hollywood apparel. Folks, we wearing our own clothes. We speaking our own minds. Comedians, athletes, ballers. Businessmen coming in and speaking to you. This is a true network marketing, and it's finest. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Get real and get ready. This is what we do up in here. Ooh-wee. Is Sean still there?
Yes.
I hope you're all enjoying the show, sweetheart. Don't let this be the last time you chime into the happy hour.
Oh, it won't be.
Because this is how we get down. Are you enjoying yourself?
Very much so.
That's real. For all the folks in the chat room getting off, for all the folks on the line right now, got the phones lit up like Christmas, I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it. I'm going to get one more caller before we come to the downtime of the show. One more gentleman that wants to chime in. 646-727-3279. And I want to see if it's there. Is Michael Pinkley there? He hasn't chimed in? Well, everybody wants a piece of this. We're talking about porn, baby. Everybody wants to get in and talk about this one. This is...
what is Miss Goody?
Miss Goody was on an earlier show earlier today. She couldn't make it. And I talked to her and had a trip out with her. Couldn't make it. She's doing the show, but she will be live in the second. Man, you're going to miss out on her. She's going to be at the round table this weekend. In Arlington, man, it's going down, folks. If you're in the Dallas Fort Worth area, $10 entry to get in. You're gonna get a spoken word artist. Mr. Greenwood is in effect. More of you's gonna be there. Mama Michelle's coming with some stand-up comedy. We got some music. We got some food, games, prizes. We shut it up with the round table. Books are gonna be sold. We're gonna be networking. How do you miss this? $10 to get in. 5 with 2 or more candles. We were asking for 3, but if you can do 2 candles. So we're giving these candles to the Life Center of Arlington to help out the homeless. We want to make sure everybody comes in and has a good time. So chime in and check us out, man. Hit your folks on Facebook, man. Tweet your family and let them know what we're doing, what we got going on. This is for the community, man. This is real talk tonight. So I'm coming back real quick as we just go ahead and get a quick message. Because I know he's hurt. He wants to chime in. And this brother's powerful. I think he was powerful. We got 2 quick minutes to chime in with some life with Pastor Malcolm. Is Malcolm there? Pastor Malcolm, please.
Yes. Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you, man. How did you enjoy this topic tonight, talking about pornography? Yeah, I'm talking to the pastor, talking about pornography. I'm doing it. You might not do that with yours, but I'm doing it right here.
Yes, 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 sir. I've been here ever since about 8:30 tonight, and I've been surprised and then not surprised on what I heard concerning this topic.
Do tell.
Well, first of all, and let me first thank you for allowing me to be a part of what I think is one of the most cutting edge internet radio talk shows that exist globally. One of the things that, as we've talked about tonight, very different perspectives in different sects dealing with this issue. I believe, though, the Bible is very clear relates to pornography. By way of definition, at times in the Bible when we see adultery, it's actually translated in the Greek. Pornania, which we get pornography from. Some say that the Bible never speaks about pornography. That couldn't be any far from the truth. The Bible is very clear on how, and it addresses it by avoiding it. As a matter of fact, it calls pornography a sin. There's two issues here that some forget when it comes to the whole issue of pornography. Pornography at its root, it does not exist. It does not make money unless it has lust at its core. We must guard ourselves not just physically, but also mentally. So many people will say, well, as long as I'm with my girl, as long as I'm with my boo, it's okay. No, it's not okay, because the Bible says that any form of sexual relationship outside of the husband and wife is absolutely wrong. And so what I can't do is ignore biblical standards because of my own personal feelings. Lust is at its core. It's coveting. It's wanting something that you do not have. The Bible speaks very clear on lust. Matthew 5:27 says that if a man looks at a woman with lust in his eye, he's performed the sin. James goes on to say that when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth death, brings forth sin, and then sin bringeth forth death. I think that's what your previous guest was talking about, that because of the pornography, because of the uncontrolled self-desire of lust, we have seen the death of our homes. We've seen the death of relationships. We've seen the death of society. We've seen the death of the educational system because of uncontrolled lust. Believers must boldly stand against this issue because we must understand that our body does not belong to us. It's interesting. When you study the Bible, one of the first confrontations that Jesus had was at the church. He went to the temple, and they were misusing the purpose of the temple. The purpose of the temple is to worship. But they had set up in the temple a exchange where they were misrepresenting and they were conning and they were tricking people out of their money. And so Jesus comes in, and the Bible says that Jesus became indignant. He began even to whip them with cords. Here's the Savior dealing very aggressively with the issue of abuse in the temple, where he later on goes and says that our bodies are the temple. And so if God does not deal aggressively with this issue, then we're left with self-destruction. And so pornography brings about self-destruction in a person's body, in a person's soul, and in a person's mind. So how do I address this if I'm already addicted to pornography? Here's how you address it. You address it like you address any other sin. First of all, you realize that while God hates the sin, he loves the sinner. And if you truly want to get rid of an addiction to pornography or any other issue that you're struggling with, the cure is at the foot of the cross. He died so that you can live victoriously from pornography. And so pornography is only as strong as I allow Satan to make it in my life. And I know what's being said. Oh, well, everybody has watched the flick and they day and time. Yes. But shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? No. It damages the relationship. There is no positive side, none whatsoever. Because pornography involves somebody from the outside. And we will call that adultery.
Wow. Now, that's real talk, folks. If y'all are looking for a good word or need a fresh bone connection for your spirit, check out Pastor Malcolm Finkley, y'all. This is real talk. Life Church Texas starts tomorrow, that's Wednesday, at the Coffee House Fellowship at Starbucks in Grand Prairie. That's off of 360 and Camp Wisdom. Starts right at. You want to tell them what the time?
Yes, sir. The Coffee House Fellowship, we are launching a movement here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Grand Prairie, Life Church of Grand Prairie is in the process of being launched, and we're our first phase of that we have what we call the Coffee House Fellowship. And what we do is we really take biblical issues and address them in a practical way with men and women who want to grow in their relationship with Christ. And we do this every Wednesday, 7 p.m., from about 7 to 8:15, in a very loving environment at the Starbucks at 3054 West Camp Wisdom in Grand Prairie at the intersection of 360 and Camp Wisdom. You can go on our website at lifechurchtx.com, lifechurchtx.com. Go there, send me an email. I want to know your thoughts about what a church should be in a community. Hey, we'll even have some chat about this topic if you want to. For the next hour, send me an email, hit me up on Facebook. I will extend the show, Andy. I will be willing to blog, to talk with you, to chat with you. Join our Facebook page, Life Church Text. We're ready because the Bible is very clear on this issue. It says the marriage bed is undefiled. But when you bring somebody else into the marriage bed, you've just defiled it.
All right. That's what it is, folks. Get ready for Coffee House Fellowship for the first five people, first five new people to show up. I got the treat. I'm going to take care of your coffee, your lattes, your talls, your grandes for the first five to show up. I'm going to take care of that for you. You're coming on down for the Coffee House Fellowship tomorrow. Now, coming up this weekend, you heard about it, the Relationship Roundtable. The address is 1801 East Lamar Boulevard in Arlington, Texas. It's volume two. Spoken word, comedy, networking, food, fun, some bowling. It's coming up the 30th of June, which is this Saturday at 7 o'clock p.m. $10 entry fee, like I mentioned, $5 with two or more canned goods. And we're going to donate to the Life Center for the Homeless Shelter of Arlington, Texas. It's going down, folks. Coming off the pages and onto the stages is the hot read. Second place women who come in first. Why she has your man's attention and you don't. We're doing rehearsals now on Sundays, but the actual stage play itself is taking place here in Dallas, Texas, September 22nd at the African American Museum. Tickets are going to be available right after the 4th of July holiday. So get ready for that. It's going to go down at Fair Park. You know where they have the Cotton Bowl, where the Grand Prairie View game is, where they get down with it, right south of downtown Dallas? Fair Park. Two shows, 3 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Make some time. Get your hair appointment ready because it's about to go down, folks. Get you a copy of the book if you need that so you can understand the story that's about to take place. Kansas City, get ready. Houston, Texas, get ready. Arlington, Texas, get ready. And if you ever miss any show, check us out, folks. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. Spell was with the Z. All my folks in the chat room, just click on the link right there at the beginning of the show. Check out the website. It's about to go down. Well, I've enjoyed myself. I think it's been a wonderful topic. Just to kind of give and close the parts because Andy Brown speaks like this, we've learned about pornography in all aspects. We've learned how the erotic part of it can stimulate our relationship. We've learned that the addicting or the abuse of such hinders and hurts our relationships. Why do we have it? Why is there a need? That is something we have to come to grips with ourselves and figure out, what is this going to do for my relationship? How is this going to help us? Don't allow it to hurt you because it is fictitious. It is of the mind. But that person that you're connected to, your spouse or your significant other, they're real. They're the ones that matter. And those are the ones that need to be to have the emphasis put on them to increase your relationship, because it's when it's all said and done, like Dr. Wilson said, the pornography, it's an illusion. It's going to be around, but that person that you're connected to should be what's most important. As we wrap the show up, folks, I want to thank everybody for their insight, the chat room that was off the chain, the callers who listened in, Mama Michelle, Shania, my man Big Ray. Give it up for the one and only Tracy Green, who does his thing, folks. They make the show what it is, and y'all know this. So if you had a good time tonight and you got some good information out this show, especially from Pastor Malcolm and also from Dr. Wilson of the JTC Exchange, we keep it real here. I just need you to do me one favor. Don't be stingy. Tell 5 more people to tune in with you next week, because the clock is going to be ticking. And since the clock is going to be ticking, there's some ladies out there that try to wait on it and wait on it and wait on it because their biological clock is ticking. But we're going to talk about that, the biological clock. Is it really ticking, or did you just hit the snooze button real quick? The biological clock is what we're talking about next week, folks. Log in, listen, and learn, fam. My name is Andy Brown. Keep God first. Good night to my family. Go Mob to my frat. And we go. Yo, we doing it, baby. We killing them up in here. They gonna recognize what's going on with online happy hours. The takeover. Time to get some hot water apparel to go on and rock this, baby. Take me out in the mirror with it right now. Funky fresh, dressed to impress. RamFam.com, GSU's finest. We getting down, baby. We getting publishing. Man, come on. Own something. Be a part of something great. Do your thing. Leave a legacy. And have success written on everything you do. What I'm talking about. I'm off this phone, man. Let's start something else. Grow with it.